When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her ghost stories start with a doll that walked and talked without batteries.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. 855-853-4802. Just leave us a voicemail. You can write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Husen. Harper is here today. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. School going good.
Yeah, it is. How's your life?
It's not too bad. I've been really, really busy, but other than that, pretty good.
That's good.
I went to an event last night where it was like a sit-down dinner at this gardens that we have here. It was It was a dedication ceremony, and it was funny because somehow, it's like, because you sit with a bunch of people you don't know really well. And my friend James, he knew more of the people there because he kind of works in with a lot of these people. Because he works for the Wichita Community Foundation. And so anyway, somehow it gets out that I do ghost podcasts. And everybody pretty much went around the table and shared ghost stories with me last night.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it was kind of fun. One girl I sat with, she works at the gardens there. It's Botanica. And there are some rumors that the gardens are haunted.
Ooh.
But, you know, when you think back on it, it's right by the river. And you think, you know, what would have happened with Native Americans and with the first settlers that came through and first people who lived in this area. So when you think about it like that, of course.
Yeah.
Got to be things that happen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was pretty fun.
That sounds like fun.
So you want to talk about some ghost stories?
I would love to talk about some ghost stories.
So this one's from Lena. It says, I've got a couple stories that still make my skin crawl. Both of these moments shape how I look at the world and why I don't always trust things that should be harmless. First one happened when I was maybe 4 or 5 years old. My cousin Jenny, she's 3 years older than me, came over to my grandma's apartment with this new doll she got for Christmas. It wasn't a soft, cuddly kind of doll. It was one of those plastic toys that could walk and talk when you flip a switch. It would shuffle along those stiff little legs and spit out some robotic voice. And I don't know how old this is, but back in the day, these kind of dolls did seem rather robotic. Now they make them kind of real, but it was supposed to be cute, but it wasn't. We were playing in the living room and Jenny set the doll down, started walking and talking like normal, except Jenny swore she hadn't turned it on. When she checked, the switch was flipped off. We laughed at first because that's what kids do when they're freaked out but don't want to admit it. Jenny shrugged and said, maybe the switch is broken. And then she went to the junk drawer, grabbed a screwdriver, and popped the battery compartment open. She took the batteries out right in front of me, showed me the empty slot, and said, see, nothing's in there now. So we tossed the doll onto the couch, went back to playing. Not 5 minutes later, the doll started moving again. Jenny immediately accused me of putting the batteries back in when she wasn't looking. I swore up and down that I hadn't touched it. She checked again. There were no batteries. The doll was still walking. And that's when we both lost it, screaming, crying, hiding our faces in the couch cushions. Finally, Jenny grabbed the doll, shoved it into my grandma's closet, and slammed the door. And that's when we heard knocking from inside the closet. It wasn't random thuds like something falling over, but steady, like little knuckles on the other side of the door. So we screamed even louder, and my grandma came out of her room asking what the fuss was about. She opened the closet door, pulled out the doll, and of course it was just sitting there. She told us we had wild imaginations and went back to her soap operas. Jenny and I weren't buying it. That night, we left the doll in the closet, but the next morning, before my grandma woke up, Jenny sneaked back in, grabbed the doll, took it out to the trash. She stuffed it deep inside, buried it under coffee grounds, banana peels, like she was hiding a body. After that, I couldn't look at dolls the same way, even in stores. Just seeing one smiling out of the corner of my eye made my stomach turn. And the part that stuck with me wasn't that it moved without power. It was that it knocked. It acted like it had intent. And intent is a lot scarier. So fast forward about 10 years, I was 16. By then, I'd gotten into ghost stories and dares, mostly because of my friends. There was a place in town everybody talked about, an old graveyard where a chapel had once stood. Locals called it the Hollow Chapel, and the story went that back in the 1960s, the priest lost his mind, or maybe even got possessed, depending on who you talk to. Supposedly, he locked his congregation inside. Oh, this is a lot. Set the chapel on fire and then hung himself from a tree. Now, who knows how much of that is true and how much is rumor, but even if only half of it happened, that's enough to stain a place. So naturally, me and my friends wanted to see for ourselves. We packed up 4 voice recorders, got an old camcorder, a couple of flashlights, so that was our ghost hunting kit. We parked just outside the iron gate. The cars lined up along the gravel road. The night was heavy, cloudy sky, damp air. The headstones leaned at odd angles, moss crawling up. Some were broken, some tilted. All of them looked like they hadn't been visited in years. We wandered around asking the usual dumb questions. Is anyone here? Can you give us a sign? Got nothing. So when we checked the camcorder later, we saw a couple of glowing orbs floating across the screen. For a second, we got excited till we realized there were streetlights down the hill. Easy to debunk. So we decided to sit in the cars just outside the gate and listen back to the recorders. We each pressed play and heard ourselves asking questions, our nervous laughs, sound of wind, no responses. We were about ready to call it a night, and then it happened. Out of nowhere, something rose up between the 2 cars. At first, it looked like a shadow, but then it straightened. We all saw a pair of arms lift above the hood of Kyle's truck, and then it slammed. Both hands came crashing down on the metal, except at the exact same time, a voice exploded through our car speakers. Get out. Oh, I could do that in a spookier way.
Get out.
Oh, I don't like that.
Thanks. That means that was spooky. It wasn't a whisper. It wasn't faint. It was deafening. We all screamed. Sam floored the gas in his car. Kyle's tires squealed. My friend Nia started crying. And both cars tore down that gravel road like rockets. We didn't even buckle up until we were halfway to town. We ended up pulling into the gas station, parking side by side under the fluorescent lights. None of us could stop shaking. We all said the same thing. We saw it. We heard it. No one's story was different. The next day, I checked my recorder. I was hoping, or maybe dreading, to hear that voice again. When I got to that moment, there was nothing, just silence. There was no slam, no get out, no nothing. Kyle's camcorder didn't catch anything either. No figure, no movement, no sound. It was like it had only existed for us in that moment. My friends actually went back a few times after that. They never had anything happen again. They still tease me about being too scared to return, but I don't care. Once was enough. I think about those two nights, the doll and the chapel, and I wonder if there's a connection. A toy that walks with no batteries, knocking on the closet door, a figure that slams its hands on the hood of the car. Both of them showed intent. Both of them seemed to want to scare us. Makes me think that maybe not everything comes through is random. Some of it has personality. I don't know what that thing in the graveyard was. I don't know how that doll moved. All I know is I wasn't imagining it. So, do you think the two things are connected? Let's just start with that.
I don't know, because here's the thing. The doll was so much, like, before the church incident. And also, it's like, I just don't... Like, yes, are the two encounters kind of similar? Yeah, I just don't see how they could be connected. What do you think?
I don't think they're connected. I really don't. I don't understand the doll thing. We've heard stories like this a number of times over the years that dolls and toys that they take the batteries out and they're still talking. Mm-hmm. I don't get that. Now, sometimes, you know, with electricity, I think that can cause some weird shit, but you're not talking about electricity. You're talking about a battery. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand that. And I wonder if, you know, when the girls put it in the closet, if maybe they were so scared anyway that they heard knocking. But I don't know. They say they heard knocking. Mm-hmm. Was it caused by an overwhelming fear of this haunted doll? But if the doll could walk without batteries, I mean, I could believe knocking could happen.
Yeah.
But it makes me think it might have been something in the house that was causing the doll to do that.
Yeah, I agree.
But it feels very, very, very different than what they experienced in the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And the one cemetery thing is I do think you can get like some kind of collective hysteria where you get a group of people together and you all are freaked out and scared anyway. But they're in two different cars and they both see it. And it slams, I guess, on the hood of one car or something. And then they all hear get out.
Oh,
but then they don't hear it on their recordings.
That is still so weird. Like, the way it specifically came through their car radios, kind of like an outdoor, like, car theater.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like at the drive-in when you would get your...
Yeah, that's the word, drive-in, that I'm looking for.
I like car theater better. I think that's... I like that term. But, yeah, car so theater? I don't know. But I don't really think they're connected. I think she had two very paranormal experiences that I think aren't... I just think they're kind of standalone things.
Yeah, I agree.
Man, but I would never want to bring a damn doll into my house after that.
Yeah, let alone to a cemetery.
Right. Oh my God, can you imagine if she took a doll to a cemetery?
Oh.
That would be so bad.
That would not work.
Don't ever do that. Oh, creepy, creepy. Well, let's go to our next story. It's a short one.
This is Holly from Kentucky. I'm originally from Idaho. When I was little, I swallowed a nickel, being the dumb kid I was. And so it was like an inch away from being over my windpipe. So we went into the emergency room. And when we were waiting to get it removed, I for years had assumed that I was waiting in the room to be put under. And there was a lady in pink in there with me, and we were just talking. I think I was maybe 4 years old, and she told me everything would be okay. She was super comforting, but she was in a pink gown. Well, for years, I had just kind of kept it to myself and assumed that she was just another patient. And then when I talked to my mother, who grew up with quite a few health issues, she told me whenever she would go in for surgery, not all the time, but she would see a lady in pink. And we talked about it, and she basically looked the same for both of us, kind of an oval face, long, pretty brown hair. But she was always wearing pink, and she had always been really comforting to my mother before her surgeries as well. So I don't know if her guardian angel passed on to me or what that could be, but I kind of thought it would be a cool story to share. Thank you. Enjoy your day. Bye.
I do think that's an interesting story.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think it's the same, like, kind of like a guardian angel, perhaps?
I could see that. I mean, especially since we get a lot of stories where it's kind of like say, like a family member that kind of like watches over like a generation or two, like just like,
yeah,
because like we get a lot of stories like that. So I could totally see it being like a guardian angel that kind of passes down through generations as needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that would be so fascinating because, you know, they're both really sickly. And there's somebody mm-hmm. that comes to them and comforts them, and you're going to be okay. And then years later, it sounds like she was probably an adult or at least a teenager saying, you know, something about the lady dressed in pink who came to visit me. And mom's like, me too. Like, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
I definitely think those two things are, I think it's the same presence, the same spirit.
It'd be interesting if they, like, ever had, like, a family member who, like, really loved the color pink or, like, could, like, they kind of, like, recognize in a way that could be the lady in pink.
Yeah, is there, like, a great-grandmother or somebody in their family?
Yeah.
Or it could just be some random guardian angel who presents in the same way. I do not know how that works. Yeah. I wish I did.
Yeah.
I find that really interesting.
I do also find that really interesting.
Let's do one more quick short story here. Let me find a good one. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I've been listening to your show for probably on and off for about a year and a half. But I was like, really interested in the supernatural, and my husband is the complete opposite. You know, he believes that if you see something, it's, you know, a demon or somebody trying to trick you. You know, when you die, you just go to heaven and they couldn't come back. But that's what makes my story interesting is at the time I had a 2-year-old who was in her bedroom, and I was very pregnant with our second daughter. And the 2-year-old was always great about going to bed. We tuck her in. And again, I was really pregnant and our 2-year-old started screaming. So my husband jumped up and went in the bedroom to check on her, and our Labrador Retriever followed him in there. And the next thing I know, he came back with our dog, who ran behind our glider and was just kind of like shaking, and he's like, she's sleeping with us. And I'm like, what? You know, what's going on? He's like, oh, I don't even want to tell you, because, you know, you always overthink these things. And I'm like, well, now you have to tell me. And he's like, well, I went in the room, and she said, Daddy, Daddy, there's a man standing at the end of the bed. And, you know, he went to the end of the bed and our dog went over there and his tail went in between his legs. He started shaking. He moved way quick from that area. And my husband, who's a complete non-believer, freaked him out enough to grab her. And that night she slept with us. And the rest of that night, it was hard for me to fall asleep because I was freaked out. Our dog, who's never scared of much, was literally like hiding behind the glider we had in our bedroom half the night shaking. So, and we had lived in this house several years. You know, who knows? Sometimes I think maybe it was my grandfather visiting. But it definitely spooked the dog and spooked my husband. And shortly after that, I had put a little craw girl's door, and we're still in the same house and nothing has ever happened again. But I think what freaks me out the most is that it scared my husband enough to see the dog react in that same spot that she pointed. And yeah, so that is my story. I love your show. Thanks.
That's interesting, since the husband didn't buy into any of this.
Yeah.
And then, like, for real, if he comes back to bed and he's like, I'm not going to tell you and you'll overthink this. Well, then you got to tell me now. It's like, there's no way you can say that. And you don't bring your child back to bed and say, she's sleeping with us. Everything's fine. No, what happened? Why is she sleeping with us? But it does, like, it's interesting the way the dog reacted.
Yeah.
So it makes you think that the dog, you know, if the dog sends something at where she's pointing and she's seeing a man that's scaring her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're a little kid and there's a man and you wouldn't know that's grandpa or whoever.
Yeah, but like usually like animals are like better at sensing intentions than just kids. So that kind of like leads me to believe that it's not just like say if it was just grandpa. Because I mean, like Ashley had stated, like the dog like never really was scared of anything. And so kind of like using that, I would kind of infer that it would be more something like more malicious than just like a regular like visitor coming to say hi.
Because she did say that it hid behind the chair and seemed to be scared most of the night.
Yeah.
Which is very unusual. If my dog reacted like that in the middle of the night, like he's scared of something, that would be really strange.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I ever hear something at night, I look at him, and if he's still sound asleep, I'm like, we good. But if I saw him reacting that way, I would know there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But it doesn't sound like anything else happened after that. Because I think she would have at least said, and then more stuff happened and I'll call in with that at another time. But she didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to hope nothing else happened.
I hope so, too, because I would not like that. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, get access to the archive, advanced episodes, and no commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.